Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 7 is outstanding in the book of Proverbs for its very strong warning against the sin of sexual immorality. I like to call this proverb the anatomy of temptation because it gives a very vivid description of how a person falls into sexual immorality, and it can be applied to any sin at all, but it specifically here addresses the issue of adultery and warns the reader against falling into this sin. This proverb begins this way: "My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend, that they may keep you from an adulteress, from the foreigner who flatters with her words." And I'll stop there for a moment at verse 5. The beginning is the writer, which is King Solomon, admonishing his son to take hold of what he's telling him. And he's teaching him God's ways as he's speaking. And he says to him, bind those words on the table of your heart, or take them so seriously that you have them memorized in your heart. And this is the very first step in how to resist temptation of any kind. And that is to lay up or hide God's word within you, or to memorize scripture. And then this proverb goes on to describe Solomon observing someone that fell into sexual sin. And starting at verse 6, it begins, "For at the window of my house I looked out through my lattice, and I saw among the naive and discerned among the youths a young man lacking sense, passing through the street near her corner, and he takes the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness. And behold, a woman comes to meet him, dressed as a harlot and cunning of heart. She is boisterous and rebellious. Her feet do not remain at home. She is now in the streets, now in the squares, and lurks by every corner. So she seizes him and kisses him, and with a brazen face she says to him, 'I was due to offer peace offerings. Today I have paid my vows. Therefore I've come out to meet you, to seek your presence earnestly, and I have found you. I've spread my couch with coverings, with colored linens of Egypt. I've sprinkled my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us drink our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with caresses, for my husband is not at home. He's gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. At the full moon, he will come home. With her many persuasions, she entices him. With her flattering lips, she seduces him. Suddenly, he follows her, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in fetters to the discipline of a fool. Until an arrow pierces through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare, so he does not know that it will cost him his life. Now therefore, my sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths, for many are the victims she has cast down, and numerous are all her slain. Her house is the way to Sheol, descending to the chambers of death." Now this very vivid description of a young man falling into sexual sin is a description, or the anatomy of temptation and how it works against a person. And the gender here is not important. Solomon was writing to his son, but he could have easily been writing to a daughter, warning her as well as him against the destruction that comes when a person gives in to the temptation of sexual immorality or adultery. As I said earlier, the first thing that has to be done in order to resist temptation that may come to any person's life is keeping the Word of God in your heart. Sexual temptation will come to every person's door. It will come to every married person's life in one form or another. And in order to set up a boundary for yourself, it's vital that you have the Word of God already planted in your heart, a decision in your mind, what you're going to do and what your position on that subject is before you ever face it. My favorite verse with regard to this for memorization purposes is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. And this is a scripture to commit to memory, to say over and over again, to have in your heart, to bring up immediately when Satan tries to present some situation to you. Marriage is to be held in honor among all, and the marriage bed is to be undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. Hebrews 13, 4. Keep that scripture in your heart, and it will help you to keep God's perspective at all times about sexual immorality and adultery. But the second thing that needs to be observed here in Proverbs chapter 7 is how this temptation comes against a person. Satan always brings the temptation to a person's life to make just a few steps in the direction of temptation that will look not necessarily dangerous, but will look innocent enough. It says that this young man in Proverbs chapter 7 just began, you could say, to stroll down the street. And you could take this as any situation you may encounter, for instance, in your workplace. Oh, what's the big deal about going and sitting down in the break room with someone of the opposite sex and having a cup of coffee? That may appear innocent, and yet the scripture warns us to avoid even the appearance of evil and the potential or temptation for a wrong relationship to develop. Don't allow even hanging out in a potentially sinful environment to be something that you routinely do or ever do in just a casual moment. We find, especially in the workplace today where men and women work side by side, was not as common years ago as it is today, that people fall into sexual temptation or into adultery because of what you would say was casual encounters, a simple business lunch. But God would not have a man and a woman of the opposite sex have lunch together, because that sets up an intimate situation. When you're sharing a meal, having intimate conversation one-on-one, that sets up a dangerous situation. It's not unlike strolling down the street where the harlot was waiting on the corner. It's a situation where the person doesn't have to fall into the temptation, but the temptation is set up for you. And this is an area that many people in the business world do not think anything of, and yet it's the very type of environment where sexual temptation is presented over and over again. We also will see this often in simply workplace relationships. It should not be for a Christian man or woman to cultivate a friendship with a person of the opposite sex. If you work with people of the opposite sex, you need to have your heart guarded at all times, because it was the unguarded heart in verse 7 of Proverbs 7 that brought the young man into the beginning of his downfall. He wasn't guarding his heart, and each Christian needs to guard their heart. You need to have boundaries already set up. I don't share personal, intimate details of my life with someone of the opposite sex. I don't share my problems or difficulties. Some years ago, when I was working in an office setting for the government, there was a man, another Christian man in that office, who began to just tell me his problems, his marriage problems, sharing these things. He knew I was a pastor's wife and began to tell me these things. My heart was on guard, though, and I was very uncomfortable feeling that by his letting down his guard and beginning to feel that I was so understanding was creating a very unhealthy relationship. So I decided the way to deal with it was I told him he needed to go see my husband, who was a pastor and whose office, church office, was not far away. And I told him over and over, every time he would bring up the subject, I'd say, you really need to go talk to my husband about that and let him give you some counsel. And finally, I just set an appointment for him. But I was trying to set up that boundary so that he was not beginning to feel more and more attached to me in an emotionally vulnerable sense. And this is the exact type of situation that arises in workplaces when people of the opposite sex begin to confide their heartfelt situations one to another. Because an understanding heart is a very attractive thing, especially if a person is not having those feelings met in their own marriage. Be on guard. You may think you're helping somebody, but you could be setting them up for temptation as well as yourself. Do not agree to intimate confidant of someone of the opposite sex, even if you think you're trying to help them. That is dangerous ground. Another thing that we see here in Proverbs chapter 7 is the warning toward the end of the chapter about how serious the issue of falling into adultery and immorality is. It is said in very, very strong language that the young man who fell into this adulterous relationship, it says about him that he was not aware that there were many victims that had already gone before him, and that her house, or this direction, was the way to hell and literally to the chambers of death. And this speaks of how serious the sin of adultery is in the eyes of God. The progression down that sinful path brings death and destruction. It will bring death to your marriage if you fall into adultery. It'll bring death to relationships with your children if you fall into adultery. It will bring death to relationships with other believers. It will bring spiritual and emotional death into your life. And it will also open up the possibility that you'll begin to do things that you never dreamed that you would do, including lying, deception, thievery, and even murder. God wants you to live a pure life and your marriage bed be undefiled. Guard it at all costs.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.